He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning, January the 17th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, the jury is still out here on the month of January. We've had our share of triple-digit down days. We've had our share of triple-digit up days. We're still trying to get a feel for where this market is going to take us in 2014. We know where the market took us in 2013, which was for quite a ride, and we're hoping that we can follow through here in 2014. And all indications are that so far the leading asset classes and the leading sectors from last year are continuing to lead this market. Right now we have the Dow up 18 points. The Dow is at 16,434. The S&P 500 is down about 3.5, 1842. Those are some lofty numbers that we speak of here, 1842. Don't forget, just 5 years ago, the S&P 500 was at 666. The NASDAQ up, actually down today, 12 points. I think Intel's probably not helping the NASDAQ, but who cares about Intel? NASDAQ is at 4,206. Gold starts the year floundering like it ended last year. Gold is at 1,249. Of course, it was at 1,600 this time last year. Crude oil is at $94.70. The 10-year yield, that all-important 10-year yield, is at 2.85. Has anybody heard from Yellen yet? I haven't. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we continue to wait for direction here in 2014, but all indications are, so far, that the market is kind of picking up where it left off last year. Maybe not with as much vengeance as it had last year. Boy, did it finish 2013 in a very strong fashion. And then we start off 2014 and, you know, a little bit of roller coaster action, some big triple-digit up days, some big triple-digit down days. And in the end, you know, we still have an upward bias to this market, at least for now. We still haven't heard from our good friends at the Fed yet. We have a new Fed chairperson. We just haven't heard a thing, you know, but it will be coming. They meet quite often. They speak quite often. And in my opinion, the Fed continues to hold the key to this market in 2014. How do we find best stocks now? I mean, isn't that what it's all about? How do you make it to the Hall of Fame of baseball in Cooperstown? How do you make it to the Super Bowl? You know, this week we'll be watching two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, square off in Denver. Are they playing in Denver or New England? I can't remember which, but Tom Brady and Peyton Manning will be squaring off. A couple of franchises that have done real well over the years, well-run, well-managed. They've produced results. Why should a stock be any different? Don't you want a company that produces results? When I wrote my book a couple years ago, Best Stocks Now, it was all about finding best stocks now. And I gave some examples from that period of time. And I talked about this concept of combining growth and performance with valuation. Because there's a lot of value investors out there, and the value investors love to buy things that are out of favor and they're cheap. And I would counter, you know, a lot of times in the market you get what you pay for. You buy a stock with a low P.E. ratio, there's a reason why it has a low P.E. ratio. That's why I like to factor in also momentum and performance. How has the stock done? I chose 53 stocks back when I wrote my book, and one of those stocks was one that located not too far from me in downtown San Diego by the name of Illumina. The symbol is ILMN. I'd have to go back and look and see what Illumina was trading at when I wrote the book. Well, let's see if we can at least come up with an approximation here. It was probably trading right around the $40 area. Today it's $135 per share. And today, once again, it's one of the biggest winners in the entire market. It's up $10 a share. If I'm not mistaken, it's my largest holding at Gunderson Capital Management. How did I find Illumina? Well, you see, I have a background in genomic research from the university. No, not at all. I found it using my app. It kept showing up as the best stock now. Listen to this few bullet points here from this company. Illumina now has, you know, we talk about these 3D printers and all, and they're kind of a little pie-in-the-sky type of device. We'll see how many 3D printers end up in folks' homes. But now you can buy a $1,000 human genome sequence. It's here. You can sequence your genes for $1,000 each. Why is that important? Well, it's very important to the research companies. Illumina's new HiSeq X sequencer is designed to process 20,000 genomes a year at a cost of $1,000 each. Illumina introduced the machine yesterday at the J.P. Morgan Chase Healthcare Conference in San Francisco, which is one of the big biotech conferences. It currently costs about $10,000 to sequence a human genome. So they've now brought the price down to $1,000. What does that mean for you? How many of you, through friends, relatives, maybe you yourself, have seen that ugly disease called cancer? Well, to figure out cancer, this is Jay Flatley speaking, he says we need to sequence hundreds of thousands of cancer genomes in this way to do it. So obviously, with the price coming down from $10,000 to $1,000, they're able now to sequence a lot more genomes. Now, get this. About a decade ago, the same genome sequencing cost $1 billion. So in one decade, the price of sequencing 20,000 genomes a year has come down from $1 billion to $1,000. You know, if ever there was a good story on capitalism and the profit motive, isn't this it? How many of you have suffered watching someone suffer from cancer? How many of you have suffered watching yourself suffer from cancer? Cancer is a cancer. What can I say? Cancer has struck in my family. I've watched it. It's not fun. Brought down the cost through capitalism from $1 billion 10 years ago to $1,000. And Illumina continues to be a best stock now. How many other companies are there like Illumina floating around out there right now? They're not just biotech companies. No, you've got technology companies. Now we have iPhones in the palm of our hands with more information than we could ever digest in a lifetime. Why? Creative, smart people. We're left alone to create and to imagine and to engineer and to produce things that make your life and my life better. How many new drugs will we see in our lifetime? You know, a lot of diseases have actually been eradicated. They no longer exist because of innovations in medicine. So Illumina continues to be a best stock now. It continues to be a best stock of today, not a best stock of yesteryear. And in fact, I'm going to give some examples today of some big old stodgy companies that reported earnings today, and they're all over the news. And they'll be talked about ad nauseum on CNBC. We'll go over those companies and what kind of results they've produced for their investors over the years. If I was CNBC today, I would have Jay Flatley on, the CEO of Illumina from San Diego, and I would tell the CEO of General Electric, it's been nice to know you. Maybe next time. Let's just be friends. This is Bill Gutter, so that's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Fox Now Radio Hour. You know, in this world of ours today, speed is kind of everything, isn't it? Speed, the faster you can get through the drive-in burger stand to get your order filled, the better. If it takes more than 3 minutes, you start to get impatient. Internet speed. How important is internet speed? You know, if we think back on the advance in internet speed, how many of you remember still dialing up through the old dial-up modem to log on to your AOL account? Welcome. You have mail. Oh, boy. And it took forever, but yet we thought we had lightning in a bottle back then. And things have just continued to get faster and faster and speed up over time with advances in technology. We just talked about Illumina, a company here in San Diego, which is now a $15 billion company. When I wrote about it in my book, it was maybe a $3 or $4 billion company, something like that. It continues to be a large holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. In fact, I own it in my aggressive growth accounts, big position there, and also in my conservative growth accounts because it's now a $15 billion large cap company. And they've kind of cracked the code to be able to bring down the price of gene sequencing, which is so critical in the fight against all of these cancers and ailments that befall us as mortal beings. And the speed just continues to increase. Who knows where we'll be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. There will be companies coming on the scene all the time with bright, innovative people to figure things out and to make our lives better. Well, as I think back maybe 20 years ago, I can still remember the first clunker computer that I got, but at the time it wasn't a clunker. At the time, it was kind of at the cutting edge of technology. And I had a little bit of a connection to the company. I knew some of the people, the principals, at a company in San Diego that was making personal computers. And I remember they were so busy, they had to hire so many people, and sales exploded so quickly that they had to construct a big tent near the Del Mar Racetrack in Solana Beach to build and to house the people that were building the old K-Pro computers. And I remember my first K-Pro computer. It folded up like a briefcase, and it weighed about 60 pounds. Today would make a nice boat anchor. You had to anchor in a little bay where there was some wind and you wanted to fish. But K-Pro was the cat's meow back then. And I remember the processing speed. Wow, that thing flew. I remember my first spreadsheet, which I believe was VisiCalc. It came with 20 rows by 20 columns. You were only limited by the size of your spreadsheet, which was 20 rows and 20 columns. Today, as I look at my Best Stocks Now spreadsheet, it's about 5,000 rows by about 1,000 columns. And the speed? Well, I can remember when you entered formulas into the old VisiCalc spreadsheet, and it had to run through and calculate those formulas on all 20 rows. It took a while, but still we thought we had lightning in a bottle back then. And, of course, supplying that computing power was a company. Was a company by the name of Intel. Intel headquartered in the Bay Area. And, of course, Intel, there were some formulas back then. What is it, Moore's Law? Moore's Law, right? How fast the computing of a computer would increase every single year. And I can remember when Intel was the was the stock of its day, just like some of these biotechs that I talk about are the stocks of today. But how has Intel fared lately? Well, we're now in earnings season, and we're getting earnings rolling in. And yesterday we got earnings from Intel, which is a $132 billion market cap company. Here's my question. Is Intel a best stock now? Well, it doesn't matter if you're Intel. It doesn't matter if you're General Electric. It doesn't matter if you're Ford. I run every single stock through the same hoops as any other stock. Nobody gets favorable treatment here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm an equal opportunity investor. First, you have to prove to me that you're putting up results for your shareholders that qualify you as the best stock now. Over the last 10 years, Intel, what do you think Intel has done over the last 10 years? Take a guess. Has it made money for its shareholders now? Has it kept up with the S&P 500? Has it gone backwards? Has it beat the S&P 500? If you said the answer is close to zero, you're right. Intel has delivered 0.4%. That includes a dividend now, okay? Take away the dividend, and you've been negative for the last 10 years in Intel. Am I knocking Intel as a company? No. Am I knocking Intel's technology? No. I'm an investor in companies, and I'm not an investor in Intel, and I haven't been for the last 10 years. And as I look, I say to myself, I haven't missed anything. Oh, it's gotten a little bit better here recently, but is it still a stock of today? Over the last 5 years, while the market's been delivering 17% per year, Intel's been delivering 18%. Okay. I can buy the S&P 500 and get 17%. That's what I've gotten over the last 5 years. Or I can buy Intel, and I've gotten 18%. A little bit better. Just a snooze. Over the last 3 years, Intel has underperformed the S&P 500 by about a percentage point per year. And over the last year, Intel has underperformed the S&P 500 by about a point. When I compare Intel against the other 3,800 stocks that I follow in my database, Intel gets a performance grade of C. Do you want the C pitcher starting the seventh game of the World Series? Do you want to see C players in the Midsummer Classic in baseball? Do you want to see C teams in the Super Bowl? Okay, I'm just saying. But look, when we come back, we'll take a look at the valuation of Intel. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And, of course, this weekend, just like every other weekend, I'll be writing my newsletter, all 33 pages of it. If that sounds like a daunting read to you, don't worry. I make it as easy as possible. In fact, I try to teach lessons in the newsletter, and I try to give examples, and I include lots of pictures. If nothing else, you can get the newsletter just to check out the pictures. But read the first few pages, if nothing else. The current status of this market. Did I call it right last year? Did I say to have 100% of your money in the stock market to avoid bonds, to avoid precious metals, to avoid the emerging markets? Was that a good call? It was a darn good call, if I say so myself, and it helped a lot of people, a lot of clients of Gunderson Capital Management to do quite well last year. We still don't have a lot of direction to this year. We're still kind of waiting for clues. What I'm waiting for is for Janet Yellen to open her mouth and say something. Nothing's happened yet. So at least we have to assume for now that it's still status quo. We know that Ms. Yellen has been sworn in. We don't know what she swore to. I don't know if she swore to, I will not print money. I don't think she swore to that. I think she's going to continue to print money. The bond buyback program, I guess, is the biggest issue in question right now. How much will she scale it back? Will she let it run for a while? Will she amp it up? We just don't know. But the market right now, at least, is behaving like Janet Yellen is the second coming of Ben Bernanke, that there's going to be very little change in policy. Policy will remain loose, but we still have that little bit of question mark out there until we hear it from the horse's mouth. I hate to call Janet Yellen a horse, but we need to hear it from the horse's mouth. What are you going to do with interest rates? What are you going to do with Fed policy? What are you going to do with your bond buyback program, the elixir in the market, the elixir in the punch bowl that has kept this market drunk with glee for the last 4.5, 5 years. In fact, in March of this year, we'll celebrate the 5-year anniversary of this current bull market. I'm also proud to say that I've been in this bull market for the last 4.5 years. I'm not one of the guys standing on the sidelines saying, sell everything and buy gold. There's plenty of those guys out there. How have they done for their clients? I'm not one of these guys that says spread your money around so far and wide that you can't lose too much and you can't make too much. Instead, I believe in not investing in the assets that are out of favor. The bond market, the interest rate sensitive investments, precious metals, emerging markets, they're going nowhere right now. I don't know why. Different reasons, different forces in the world. But I want to be in the best asset classes now, and I report on that every week in my newsletter. If you get nothing else from my newsletter every week, just take a look at the asset class rankings and act accordingly. The newsletter goes out every weekend. My website is pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And, in fact, I make a very generous offer of 4 free weeks. Anybody that wants to check out my newsletter, that's pwstreet.com. Okay, let's finish our little discussion about Intel. We talked about Illumina in the first quarter of the show and how they have brought down the cost of gene sequencing from $1 billion to $1,000. You think maybe that aids in the race to find a cure for cancer? Well, you know what? I'm sure they're using a lot of Intel power in their gene sequencing. The power that we get from our Intel chips is much greater than the power we got from them 10 years ago. And Intel's also been a part of speeding up this process. But as an investor, we have to look at companies as investments. And we discovered that over the last 10 years, that Intel has provided no returns to investors. So if you look at your portfolio and you see Intel in your portfolio, I guess you could scratch your head. And by the way, Anacor Pharmaceuticals coming up with a cure for that, eczema, hopefully. There will be a lot of biotech breakthroughs. Then you won't have to scratch your head. But Intel has not been a very good performer over the last 10 years. And if it's in your portfolio, and if your guy's saying this is one of the great companies of today, it may be a great company of today, but is it a great stock of today? That's my problem with it. Well, then you could say, you know, I sense that maybe if Intel hasn't performed very well over the last decade, maybe it's a really good buy right now. Maybe it's really inexpensive. Maybe it's a nice value play, all right? I'm willing to hear your argument. Intel is currently trading at about $26 per share. They're expected to make $1.90 per share in earnings next year. That gives it a forward P.E. ratio of about 14. And on the surface, you say, well, that seems pretty cheap, Bill. Your current database of about 3,800 stocks is trading at 18 times earnings, forward earnings, almost 19 now. And Intel's trading at 14. It's trading at a big discount to the market, okay? Granted, I'll give you that. Now we look at growth rate, because I said many times that there is a direct correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. All things being equal, a company that's growing their earnings by 30% per year is going to appreciate more than a company that's growing their earnings by 5% per year, right? Isn't that just logic? Well, let's take a look at Intel. Get all these analysts that cover the company and are meeting with their salespeople and their CFO and whoever else gives them information. And they've taken all of this data back and they've crunched the numbers and they predict that over the next 5 years, Intel will grow its earnings by 5% per year. 5% per year. Okay, is that a growth company anymore? It seems like the speed of the chip is coming down about as fast as Intel's growth rate. I am not real enamored with companies that are growing by 5% per year. But then you could say, well, you know what? I own it for the dividend. I'm getting a 3.5% dividend on the stock. Fine. You know what? I could make an argument for this being in an income portfolio. I really could. I would rather own Intel paying 3.5% and not being interest rate sensitive as opposed to buying a U.S. bond, which is now paying about 3% and is interest rate sensitive. So, yeah, you know what? If you want to own Intel for an income vehicle and get your 3.5%, I have no argument with that. However, when I do the math, when I take the $1.90 in earnings and I extrapolate it out over the next 5 years by 5% per year, and then I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a stock like Intel, a large mega cap technology stock growing by 5% per year, apply a multiple, probably the same multiple that a Cisco or a Microsoft is going to deserve. I only get a $32 target price on the shares. That only gives it 38% upside potential over the next 5 years, and that includes the dividend. You know what? I need 80% per year to qualify a stock in the value part of the equation to meet my valuation criteria. And Intel only has 38% upside potential. The bottom line is this. Intel gets a valuation grade of F. It fails. It gets a performance grade of C. It passes, but it's mediocre. Like I say, I don't want a bunch of C baseball players. Wait a minute. I'm a Padre fan. We do have a bunch of C baseball, but I don't want a bunch of C baseball players on my team. I'd rather have Clayton Kershaw in my rotation at $30 million per year. Intel, out of 3,775 stocks, comes in at number 2,353. Sorry, not going to be on my team. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, it seems like as we paint the picture of today's show that the overall theme that we are establishing here is the difference between stocks of yesteryear and stocks of today. I can remember when Intel was that cutting edge, high growth, 40% growth type of company. I can remember when Cisco was the darling of the industry. I can remember when Microsoft was innovating and bringing out new products and growing by 30 to 40%. That was the late 90s. You know, I can remember when Manny Ramirez led the baseball in hitting. You know, and I can remember some of the great ball players of those days also. You could say they're washed up now. As stocks, in my opinion, Intel's washed up. As a stock, in my opinion, Microsoft is washed up. As a stock, Cisco, in my opinion, is a has-been. And yet I see these stocks in portfolios that come to me from the big wirehouse firms all the time. The two most common portfolios that I see transferred to Gunderson Capital Management are A, the portfolio that I'm describing right now, wherein I see Ford and I see Intel and I see Microsoft and I see Merck and I see General Motors and I see Cisco and I see no imagination whatsoever. Not stocks of today by any stretch of the imagination, stocks of yesteryear. If that's what you want on your team that you put on the field, then so be it. Who am I to say you should have the best stocks now? Not the best stocks of yesteryear. The second most common theme I see in portfolios that come to me are these allocation portfolios. I got one in the other day, and it had all the usual suspects: global stocks, emerging market stocks, short-term bonds, intermediate-term bonds, long-term bonds, this and that, and spread so thin that there was no concentration whatsoever in the good areas of the market. And in my mind, the problem with that strategy is every year you're guaranteed to have some big losers. In big allocations, in big chunks of your portfolio, and every year you're guaranteed to have some winners. And they offset one another. And in the end, the results tend to be quite mediocre. By contrast, you look at the year 2008, you had the bond market up 32% that year. The stock market was down 38% that year. If you could have just had your portfolio tilted towards the top asset classes at that time, you would have come out of that bashing pretty well, right? Look at last year. Last year's another great example where there was a big, big gap between the best performing asset classes and the worst performing asset classes. The stock market last year was up about 25 to 30%. The bond market, on the other hand, was down double digits. So had you had that 50-50 asset class mix, just 50-50, forget about the emerging markets which would have made the performance even worse. Forget about precious metals, which would have also made your performance worse. Just a 50-50 mix last year, 50-50 blend across the board, you would have been up 6.2%. And I know for a fact that there were millions and millions of investors all across America that got single-digit returns last year because they're in an award-winning, in quotation, Nobel Prize-winning theory of modern portfolio theory. It's great work if you can get it in my industry. You visit a portfolio at most 4 times a year. More than likely, you visit that portfolio once per year. And you're paying a management fee for that. You know, I have a lot of people in my industry that follow me. They get my newsletter. They follow me on Twitter. God bless those people. They've figured it out. This methodology of making the spaghetti sauce in Milwaukee and making sure it's the same all over the world is a mediocre way of making spaghetti sauce. And I think it's a mediocre way of managing portfolios. It's the lazy way out. How many times have you ever endeavored to do something, and doggone it, if you don't find out, the more work you put into something, the better the results are. If you do a half-baked job in a short period of time, the results are probably going to show. And there's another problem that I have with modern portfolio theory. If I only have to look at a portfolio once per year, how can I expect above average, fantastic results? You might say, well, it lowers the risk. Yeah, you know what? I'll give you that. But I would come back and say, why would you stand on the railroad tracks with the freight train round on the corner with Ben Bernanke driving the freight train, tooting his horn saying, I'm going to raise interest rates. I'm going to taper. That spells doom for the bond market. I think there's just as much risk in staying on those railroad tracks than getting off those tracks and going in a different direction. Catching the bus instead for another mode of transportation like U.S. stocks. And as for now, it's still U.S. stocks that lead the parade. It's still U.S. stocks that are leading this market. Emerging markets continue to submerge. Bond markets, at least they've stabilized for now. They're going sideways. But do you want to own something that's going sideways? At least the gold markets have stabilized for now. But they, too, are going sideways. So you know what? I'm just an advocate of being in the best asset classes now, being in the best sectors now, and being in the best stocks now. You can get my newsletter, pwstreet.com. It comes out every weekend, 4 free weeks, pwstreet.com. Or give us a call, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.